Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for December 2nd. We're looking today at Daniel chapter 9 through 11, verse 1. In chapter 9, we find Daniel just on his knees, beseeching God for forgiveness and help and understanding. And he's just overwhelmed with the conditions that he's facing, the conditions of his people who have been in exile for nearly 70 years from their beloved homeland of Israel. And he has been studying, reading scripture, and reading in the scroll of the prophet Jeremiah that he had known way back when in his young days in Jerusalem. He'd known Jeremiah. He'd heard him speak. He'd heard and seen how people reacted to what Jeremiah said. But we find Daniel searching the scriptures, he understood from the scriptures, according to the word of the Lord given to Jeremiah the prophet, that the desolation of Jerusalem would last 70 years. And so he sees that promise, and he realizes that he's right on top of that. It's been almost 70 years that the people of Israel have been in exile, from the time that Daniel and his friends Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were carted off into exile in Babylon. And now it's time to act. And so he gets on his knees and begins to pour out his soul to God. But I love the response that we find at the end of chapter 9. When in verse 20 it says, "While I was speaking and praying, confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and making my request to the Lord my God for his holy hill, while I was still in prayer, Gabriel, the man I'd seen in the earlier vision, came to me in swift flight about the time of the evening sacrifice. He instructed me and said to me, 'Daniel, I've now come to give you insight and understanding. As soon as you began to pray,'" get this, "as soon as you began to pray, an answer was given." Now, isn't it, we got to stop right there. Look at what Gabriel said to Daniel. As soon as you began to pray. Oh, let's not forget, my brothers and sisters, that when we pray in the name of Jesus, approach the throne of grace boldly with confidence, we know that we're heard. We're heirs, co-heirs with Christ. We're sons and daughters of the Most High God. Pray, we're not talking to the air. We aren't saying, "Well, I hope God gets the memo," or I think he's heard me. No, we need to understand that we're heard and we're answered as soon as we pray. How good God is to us, his sons and daughters, adopted out of grace and love and mercy. He has brought us into his own family, and he always hears us. Just like John reminded the people that whenever we ask anything in his name, we have it because we ask in his name. That's 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 to 15. Be encouraged by that. Or Romans 8, 26 and 27, which should always come to mind, that even when words fail us, the Holy Spirit intercedes for us, and he's able to express the groanings of our hearts, the very things we can't put into words. The Holy Spirit speaks for us before the throne of grace. Oh, my friends, my brothers and sisters, we need to remember that our prayers matter. Our prayers are heard. Our prayers bring about change. Daniel needed to hear this message just as much as we do. And then later on, just to emphasize this again, after another set of visions that left Daniel shaking, that left him somewhat anxious and afraid, "What in the world have I seen?" The angel comes to him and says to him, "Don't be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to them." God always answers your prayers. Now, there may be some delays in the time that you pray and the time that you see the answer. And God gives us some insight here into what's going on beyond our sight, beyond our hearing, beyond our senses, when he describes to Daniel the fact that principalities and powers are working overtime in opposition to God's will. They're trying to trip you up. They're trying to keep you in the darkness. They're trying to put a fog of misunderstanding in your mind and heart. But they do not prevail. So that's why the angel says to Daniel, "Don't be afraid. You've been heard. And I'm here to give you an answer to your cry. I'm here to bring you understanding. I want you to know that everything is going to work out according to the plan, the masterful purpose and plan and will of God who loves you, Daniel. So don't be afraid." That's a message we can bank on for the rest of our lives. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.